Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better you, a better day, and hopefully a better outcome. You're here with Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. So I told you that we're going to be looking at grief a lot because as we get closer to the holiday season, it is a topic that is extremely relevant. I think the hustle and bustle of the holidays can bring in a lot of emotions. So I like to just get in before they really start up big and go right to the element that hits our emotional stores, and that's grief. Now, a couple things. Last episode, I talked a little bit about anticipatory grief. I talked about getting organized, having your business side together, having your emotional side together, journaling, your support network. But also, I would say just making sure that you have time in your day if you're able to, even if it's a small chunk, like you spend 5 minutes with me, can you spend at least 5 minutes taking in, you know, where you're at, almost like an emotional thermometer and look at where you're at in your grieving process? Grief does not have to be current. I want to be really clear about that. So if you're listening and you're thinking about, well, Tara, I don't have anybody I need to grieve right now. That's okay. But is there grief that you're maybe ignoring because someone died like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe when you were a child and you feel like, I need to get over that? We don't get over grief. We get through it. Grief doesn't go away. It changes shape. So I really want to normalize and allow for that aspect of you to grieve as much as you need to. Okay. I lost my grandmother when I was in the fifth grade, my first grandmother, when I was in the fifth grade. And that was a shocking and alarming episode of grief for me. And guess what? I'm not in the fifth grade anymore, but I still think about her. And if I hear certain songs, I'm crying like a baby. And that's okay. Tears can be healing. I think the great thing to think about is that somebody was worthy of your tears. Somebody was so special to you that you gave them your tears, your energy, your heart. It's a good thing. And when we cry, it actually releases serotonin, right? And that's a good thing for us. It makes us feel better. Have you noticed after a big cry, sometimes you feel relieved? Like, whew, I feel better. It's the same as like maybe going on a 3 mile run or something like that. So there's nothing wrong with it. Now, that doesn't mean that people won't tell you something's wrong with it. How often do you hear, don't cry? I don't want you to cry. They're throwing tissues at you. My other grandmother that died after I was a mom myself, I was crying at her funeral. And a lady that I didn't even know came up to me and she said, stop crying. She's in a better place. What are you crying for? She wouldn't want you to cry. And I thought to myself, who is she? But I didn't say that. The therapist in me just said, tears are healing, as she didn't care and continued to walk away. And I laugh at that now because I understand that the rhetoric, the thought process is crying is not necessarily the best thing to do. I want to just open up permission. I'm going to ask you to dig in and give yourself permission to take in tears if you need to. When you love somebody and tears happen and appear, that's okay. It makes perfect sense. It's natural and it's normal. So I really want to put that out there. Grief doesn't have to be current. Grief can be from years ago. It could be from childhood. It could even be in regards to a relative or a person that you've never even met. There's no specific rules around it that bar you from feeling. And when you're in touch with your emotions, your tears, your heart, it is healthy. So I really want to state that because many people will tell you it's not. You know, find those people who will listen. Find a therapist. Find a support person or a group. There's a lot of them out there. You know, I even have a support group that I run. So definitely send me a message if you're interested in learning more about that. But there's a lot of opportunities to get what you need when it comes to grieving and loss. All right? It doesn't have to be current. Take care of yourself. Share this with somebody that you care about. Journal about it. And we'll be talking more about this topic as we go. Take care of yourself. And as always, always be well.